Afternoon, everybody. Hope you're good. Got to tune to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory at the Museum of British Columbia. My name's Jasper. You are listening to Listening Party every Thursday from 3 to 4. My favorite songs of the week, brought to you by the music department. It's been a crazy few days, a lot of snow on the ground out there. When I got off the bus today, the sole of my hiking boot just fell off. I've never had anything like it happen. Like, these are heavy duty waterproof hiking boots, and it was like someone cut the sole, like went around the sole of my boot with a razor blade, and the sole of my boot slipped off. So that's what's new with me. Gotta go get some new boots, I guess. Anyways, let's listen to some music. So the first song I'm gonna play is a bit of an indulgence on my part. Band called Twin Peaks. You may be familiar. They were in Vancouver in November, I think, and I couldn't go. I had a commitment. Oh, it was the same night as the music department fundraiser. That's why. So I couldn't be there, but. Great band out of Chicago, and they've released an excellent cover of one of my all-time favorite songs from Wilco's A Ghost Is Born, their 8-minute krautrock masterpiece, Spiders Kid Smoke. Songs had a huge influence on me, just artistically, but it's also a banger. So this is it, Spiders Kid Smoke. Covered by Twin Peaks, originally by Wilco. And it's like 8.5 minutes long, so get comfortable.
Thank you.
Yes, that song gets me fired up. Oh, man. That's Twin Peaks taking on Wilco, covering their brilliant song, Spiders Kid Smoke, from A Ghost Is Born. Holy smokes. I hope you dug that. That's 8.5 minutes long. That's the longest song I've ever played on this show. Twin Peaks put out a record last year, which was great. They're everything they do is awesome. So spend some time with your friends at Twin Peaks. You'll dig it. Next, got an act called Cold Beat. They released an album called Prism this month. It's the project of a Californian named Hannah Liu. Great tune. This one's called Flat Earth. It's for all you flat earthers out there. Puts me in a real good mood. I'm in a good mood today. That was Cold Beat with Flat Earth. Really fun, you know? Fun tune. I had such a good day yesterday. I feel like talking about it for a little bit. You'll indulge me. None of us came into work yesterday because of the snow, and I had the whole house to myself, which is not something that happens often for me anymore, you know, to spend time alone at home. And I just like made music all day and made food and stared out the window with my cat. I hope you folks got to do something nice yesterday. I hope you didn't get too inconvenienced by the snow. People here always, I don't know, people get uptight about snow here. And I guess that's fair if you have to like go across town to your job and the bus breaks down, which admittedly happens all the time, or if your car gets stuck. I actually got, the only car accident I ever been in was on a snow day, actually, come to think of it. Wasn't that bad, though. It was like pretty low velocity crash, but no one got hurt or anything. But yeah, it definitely happened because of the snow. So anyways, I get why people don't like the snow, but I'm pro snow. I'm pro, it's fun. Anyways, gonna keep the music coming. Alex Bloom is coming up next. Alex Bloom's from California. We're staying in California. Put out a great record called Chaos/Control. has moments of Andy Schaaf, moments of Elliott Smith, moments of like 80s pop, like Talking Heads kind of thing. But all around, a really solid bedroom pop record. Beautifully made, well-crafted, thoughtful songs. We're going to hear a meditative number called Elevator. Hope you like it.
Round three.
It's Shindig 2020, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands extravaganza. 16 bands enter, one will be left standing.
It's happening every Tuesday in January at Redgate.
For our third week, Tuesday, January 21st, we've got The Neighbors, Kane Price, Kay Carr, and Be Afraid.
Doors are at 7:30, bands at 8. $5 at the door, though no one will be turned away for lack of funds.
Finalists will be announced on Wednesday, January 29th.
Come out on Tuesday to hear some of the Lower Mainland's best bands throw down for the top spot.
Well, I have nothing to offer you but my love.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
What is cool? What is dork? What is airing on CITR 101.9 FM every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m.? Sup, I'm Dork. I host Teachable Moments. And we try to answer these questions while also listening to DIY pop, punk, and rock music that I really hope you think is cool.
How'd it go? Are we done with them?
No. They must have seen you.
You are back with us here at CITR, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. I'm Jasper. The show is Listening Party. That last song you heard was Elevator by Alex Bloom. Really, really great record. Super eclectic. You know, it's that was kind of like a throbbing rock tune, but there's some really lush, orchestral, quiet, understated songs too. There's some straight up pop songs, some 80s sounding things. It's a cool one. It's called Chaos/Control. And next we have a single from an artist named Kaylee Thomas, who I believe is from Edmonton. That's right. Kaylee's got a forthcoming record called How Else Can I Tell You? Love the title. Kaylee, great work. This song's called Midnight Hours. It's the only available single from this record. And I don't know when the record's coming out because there doesn't seem to be any information about it. So... Here's a little sneak peek, Midnight Hours by Kaylee Thomas.
Thank you.
That's Kaylee Thomas, Midnight Hours. I don't know when that record's coming out. How else can I tell you? But I don't know. I love that title. I will keep you posted. Shout out to my friend Lindsay, who's listening right now somewhere in her... I assume you're in your car, Linz. I don't know if there's any other place where any of us listen to FM radio anymore. Or maybe you're at your desk and you're streaming us online, as anyone can do, at CIITR.ca. Look for the button in the top left corner. Lindsay, thanks for listening. It's nice catching up with you the other day. It's been so long. Always nice to see you. Okay, so a band called Blooming Season sent me an email like minutes before I came on air. Or at least I read it minutes before it came on air. I'm a little behind on my email, so it probably came in a bit earlier. But they are a post-punk band from Montreal who just put out an EP, or at least they sent it to me, because I can't find it anywhere. It's not this album, though it is released, it is not on Spotify, it is not on iTunes, it's not on Bandcamp. So you can't find this anywhere else, but I really dug this song. This one's called It Shows, track number 2 from their what appears to be a released record called Living Season. Check it out.
Hotline strips out all I can feel and reflects back at me exactly what it's supposed to. I used to be. Yeah, I used to be. And we were told that we'd explode precisely at a time when we're supposed to. Because I used to be. I used to be. And now I've seen myself.
That's cool. That's well, hold on. That's Blooming Season. Song's called It Shows. Record's called Living Season. It's out, but you can't find it anywhere on the internet. So I put that song in a rotation though. So keep it tuned to CITR if you want to hear it, and it'll come on. And hopefully they'll put that record on the internet for the rest of us. So hey, for all of you folks who may not be aware of it, but our annual Battle of the Bands, our shindig, is underway. We're halfway through. We've had 2 weeks of performances already. This is the 36th year of shindig. It's pretty crazy. It's the first year I've been involved, and it's a pretty exciting year. The grand prize is a $2,500 recording grant from our new label, Fanta Records. And Mint Records has been kind enough to throw in a college radio servicing and publicity campaign to the winner. It's a pretty killer prize for an up-and-coming artist who is just getting their feet wet in the music industry. So we are doing shows every Tuesday night at Redgate. $5 at the door. Obviously, no one has ever turned away for lack of funds. And there's going to be a grand finale on the 31st, Friday the 31st, at Redgate with the four finalists, which will be announced the morning after the fourth show. The next round is, of course, next Tuesday. And I'm going to play a band, or not a band, an artist from next week. Artist named Ada Wolf, local hip-hop R&B artist who put out a record called I Pharaoh last fall, maybe last summer. I think it was November it came out. And this is the lead single from that record. It's called Golden. I love the beat in this one. This one has a good feel. Hope you like it.
My bed, I've been floating in this deep, deep, deep ocean. Cause I feel like I'm drowning, but my phone just keeps blowing.
Mama, look, 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 look. Even in my battery, they kinda low. Mama, look, look. Okay. Even in my battery, they kind of low, kind of low.
Get up, get your ass up. I keep on hitting snooze on my alarm clock. Why am I alive? Ain't got no answers. Depression on my mind is like a cancer. But I gotta be ready for action, never relaxing. Get up and follow my passion, plot like assassins. Granting my pocket is handsome, flexing like Branson. Lift something, lift for my grandson. So I kick that duvet to the left, to the left. I can't be left with regrets, with regrets. Time leave behind like a set, we reset. Every time we awake is a chance, never fret. Every threat in my face, I gillette. I'm still a cadet. I rise cause my wheel is my jet. Now I wobble walk half awake to the shower. Put some soap in my hair, never felt better.
Mama, look, 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 look. Even in my battery, they kinda low.
Mama, my lord,
if you see my mommy, tell her it is okay. Oh, yeah, I was okay, cause we got the AK. If they bring the fire, put it out like daddy, shoke. Lighting up the OG, stacking up the Benji. I be my depressed, yeah, my homie on a low key. Can't look in the press. Everything is messed up. Some days can be sunny, but I feel so ugly. It can be a struggle sometimes. I just wanna pull it and blow up my mind.
Suicide creeping in my mind, but I'm too afraid. Try to take my life, so I'm steady on. Focus on my grind, gotta make shit that could blow their mind.
Mama, Lord, look, 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 even in my battery, they kinda low.
Mama,
Lord, look, 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 even in my battery, they kinda low.
Look, 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 look.
with Attawolf. You can catch Attawolf at Shindig next Tuesday night. I know they're playing with full band. My memory serves, it's maybe four or five other musicians are going to be joining Attawolf on stage. I'm really looking forward to that one. That one's called Golden from the album I, Pharaoh. Okay, could keep it going, folks. I can see outside the sun is starting to go down. It's nice that we have a big window here at the studio. We can see everybody in the nest and we can see the sky, some trees. We're right next to the knoll here at UBC for folks who are familiar with UBC geography. When I was a student here, which was a very long time ago, this building that I'm sitting in didn't exist. And the knoll, I remember the knoll was at risk of being flattened, I suppose would be the word for it. The knoll is like a grass hill here on campus that folks like to hang out on. Although I don't see people really hanging out on it so much anymore, but it used to be like a real sort of rallying point, a mustering station for people to hang out on. Anyways, it was going to get flattened, and then there were all these student protests. I think we called it Knollgate, and then we had like people organized shows, and they called it Knollstock, maybe? I might be making that up. So maybe someone can correct me if they remember those times. Anyways, that's neither here nor there. We're here to talk about music. We're here to listen to music, and so we shall listen to music. We have a song, fun one. Fun one from a band called Celestial Shore. For fans out there of Sam Evian, folks may recognize that name. Sam Evian's an excellent recording artist, musician from Brooklyn. And it appears that Sam has started a side project called Celestial Shore. A sort of frenetic, noisy rock, I guess you would call it, trio. Put out a record called Sunnyland. This one's called Saturday Forever.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
FunDrive 2020, CITR's annual fundraiser extravaganza, is almost upon us. This year's theme is Crush on CITR. And since we deal primarily in sound around here, we started wondering, what does a crush sound like?
Ding.
Hey, do you want to make out?
It's like that filter on Instagram. It's like, da-da-da.
Well, as great as those answers were, we're kind of hoping this year a crush sounds a bit more like... Because your donations are what allow us to do, well, almost everything. Hosting free radio and podcast trainings, publishing the amazing Discorder magazine, producing local independent news, promoting and playing local music, and so much more. Our fund drive goal is to reach $30,000 by February 14th. You can show your crush on CITR right now by visiting citr.ca/donate.
Let's get ready to rumble! Round three.
It's Shindig 2020, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands extravaganza. 16 bands enter, one will be left standing.
It's happening every Tuesday in January at Redgate.
For our third week, Tuesday, January 21st, we've got The Neighbors, Kane Price, K Carr, and Be Afraid.
Doors are at 7:30, bands at 8. $5 at the door, though no one will be turned away for lack of funds.
Finalists will be announced on Wednesday, January 29th.
Come out on Tuesday to hear some of the Lower Mainland's best bands throw down for the top spot.
Oh, yeah! That's true. I know I've been talking about it a lot, but Shindig, next Tuesday. See you at the Red Gate. That song... Before those ads was Celestial Shores, Saturday Forever, a new project of Sam Evian. The album's called Sunnyland. It's fun, a lot of really brief, frenetic, noisy, super loose feeling rock and roll songs. I like it. So yeah, I hope you check it out. We got some more fun music for you. We're gonna head over to the East Coast. St. John's, Newfoundland. Artist called Family Video. Family Video released a record last year called Forever Changes Overnight. They released it through Cokes Records, which for those of you who may have heard of it or have not, I guess it's for everyone, is the Ray Spoon's record label. It's their label. A lot of really cool music comes out of Cokes Records, so I keep my eyes peeled on their press releases every time I see them. Forever Changes Overnight is it's inventive, it's hazy, it's eclectic, it's personal, it's intimate, bedroom pop sort of record. The song we're gonna hear is called Fields in September.
Really are the right one for me.
Clouds in September by Family Video. Nice song. I was just sitting here listening to that, and I liked it even more than the first time I heard it. So go listen to that record. It's called Forever Changes Overnight, brought to you by the fine folks at Cokes Records, all the way from St. John's, Newfoundland. I have one more song for you to enjoy, and then I gotta go. We are going to hear a local artist named Mount Maxwell. Mount Max, I don't really know much about Mount Maxwell. There's not a ton of information out there, but they're local. And this record that just came out is called Only Children. And here's a quote from the press release I got. Mount Maxwell continues his run of 1970s themed releases with a full-length meditation on the perceptual experiences of children born in the wake of the 1960s Cultural Revolution. There's also a list of synthesizers used on this record, including a Roland SH-101, a Korg Poly 61, the Krumar Performer Ace Tone Rhythm Ace, Korg Rhythm 55, a Penny Whistle, and a Sony tape recorder TC-200. I love gear, guys. So anytime an artist includes the specific vintage analog gear that they use to make records, I am delighted. This is it. The record is very cool. It's definitely like the kind of album you listen to on your own. It's like a headphone album. It's not necessarily a party album or an album you listen to with other folks, unless you're just trying to like have a nice chill time. It's pretty much entirely instrumental, but there's lots of sampling going on, maybe some field recordings, and it's really good. It's one of my favorite releases of the month, and it's local, which is great. So let me just get this queued up here. We are hearing a song called Sundogs. This is Mount Maxwell.
Thank you.
Okay, that's our show. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is called Listening Party. We are broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia, as always. I hope you liked the show this week. I hope the snow's not messing your life up too much. I'm going to head out there myself, see if I can find my way home. See if my cat's doing okay. One more time, we've got Shindig all month, next two Tuesdays and the last Friday of the month at the Red Gate. It's $5. It's a lot of fun. Beers are like $2.50 at Red Gate. It's crazy. Oh, also, you may have seen this on social media, but Red Gate has launched a Patreon account because, as you may have heard, their landlord like tripled or quadrupled or whatever, insanely increased the some kind of tax for that they have to pay now, and it's like it's pretty crazy. So if you care about local art and the local art scene and the music scene, then see if you can pledge like $5 a month to Red Gate. I know that it's not possible for everybody, but if you can do it, sure would appreciate it. Anyways, I'm out of here. Thanks for listening. I will see you next week at 3:00. Take care.